The Utah Insurance Department announced rates for next year's Obamacare health plans Thursday. It's a significant increase, but won't affect everyone equally. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
Each year, health insurance companies have to set the rates for how much their plans will cost in the coming year. Those rates were published by the Utah Insurance Department on Thursday.
So in the individual market is the most significant rate increase that we'll see.
That's Tangi Northrup, the assistant commissioner at the Utah Insurance Department.
And on average, the rates will go up about 39%.
Here's why. Northrup says a big reason rates are going up this year is because the federal government has not yet agreed to pay a type of subsidy to insurance companies. They're called cost-sharing reductions. The insurers are saying, we're going to raise the rates because we're not getting the money we usually get from the federal government. So consumers have to pay the difference. But Northrup also says it won't affect everyone with Obamacare plans equally.
The easiest way to say it is anyone who's buying a silver plan on exchange and they're not receiving a tax credit needs to look for plans off exchange.
She says people who already get tax credits will get more of them, so they won't feel the rate change as much. In this case, silver plans without tax credits will be most affected. According to the Utah Health Policy Project, the increase will affect approximately 6% of Utahns, those who have health insurance through Utah's Obamacare marketplace. Select Health and University of Utah health plans will offer Obamacare plans next year. Northrup also says this could all change if Congress decides to fund the cost-sharing reduction payments and allows insurers to reset their rates.
Everything could change next week as far as I'm concerned. I don't know.
Individuals who are concerned should work with tax professionals to decide what plan will be best for them next year. Eric Newman, KUER News.